If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
All right, boys, name a Carol song. I've got Logan, my five-year-old. No, now six-year-old. Actually, by the time this podcast goes out, it'd be six.
Yep.
I've got his Christmas carols booklet from his little performance.
Okay.
Which, what do you want?
Oh, Come All You Faithful. I love that.
I ain't got that one. I can do you Away in a Manger.
All right, let's do basic Away in a Manger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Away.
No, Punjabi style. As in with a Punjabi beat.
Oh, so you.
No,
Away in a Manger, no crib for a bed. No, that sounds, I don't know what that is. I can't do my bully. How does a bully tune go? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. That's what it'd be, isn't it? Yeah. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The Lord Jesus, he laid down his sweet head.
Were you trying to rap it? No, you're trying to rap it. You're trying to rapping it. No? You're trying to rap. Yeah.
Look at this guy. Now he's the Punjabi go-to.
No, but that's not you. You're trying to rap it. So you're trying to be cool. You've got to give it more desi.
I'm not doing any more now.
Okay. Thank God for that. Have we started the podcast?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Let's start.
Hey, we had it's a festive week. It's a
all right, week. Scrooge in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, there's no
Grinch.
No, there's no Grinch.
Such in Grinchineer.
Yeah. It's just this. It's just crap.
Somebody's not got a Christmas spirit.
He's there. He's had a bad day.
I know. I am in the Christmas spirit, but it was just. I can't say if it was good when it wasn't.
We were just trying.
What can you sing?
No, I can't sing. That's why I don't do it.
So then you're not in a position. You're like the guy commentating.
He's
on football.
He's not singing. He's good. See,
I don't commentate on football because I don't know football. So you can't.
Well, you don't know singing either.
I do know singing.
Yeah, no. Tommy is.
I am. I'm all right. That was not very good.
If we had to go on like the hit list show or something like that,
you'd
put Tommy because he's me and Tommy are the singers of the trio.
Yeah, I think so. You're backing vocals, but yeah, I'll give you that. We are definitely the ones. But I said I feel festive this week.
Mm.
Little things like when you get to the school, drop the kids off, the teachers are all wearing their Christmas hats.
Are they?
Yeah. So that's
nice. Just because there's no heaters on.
Maybe. Maybe it's because I don't feel Christmassy at the moment when we're recording.
There you
because
go.
There's nothing.
Well, you should do because we went out for the Brownlow Christmas lunch.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying.
Or dinner,
that,
I should
example,
say. Dinner.
In everyone's workspace, we're in our workspace, it feels Christmassy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe because Tommy could add a bit of Christmas decoration to our studio.
Tree or something.
So to now, the studio.
Now, this is your workspace. It's not. We are very much in my garage.
Right.
So, this is.
It's funny that because earlier this week, I actually found a picture of us three.
Yeah.
In your kitchen. And I was like, oh, I remember those days.
Having when it
Christmas,
was nice.
Yeah, the Christmas dinner.
No, doing the podcast.
Doing the podcast.
Yeah,
we used to get heated floors.
Yeah. Honestly. And I was just like,
take your shoes off.
We went from the kitchen table where it started.
Yeah.
Then we got moved to the island.
Yeah.
At one point, we were in the living room.
We were in the sofas. That was nice.
Yeah.
And then we were in the other part of the living room.
That's what
I mean.
Do you
remember where we sat there for Christmas? No, the Christmas tree. That was a beautiful setting.
And then.
That was settings, yeah.
I mean, I think the next one's going to be in the driveway.
No, you're right. We've been relegated to the garage, though.
We've done the garden a few times.
Yeah, we have. But, Satch, you know why we're in the garage.
Yeah, now I know.
It's because of him.
I know.
It's him. It's Blame Kedge.
He is him.
Because you make so much noise that now, before the kids were young enough that they just fall asleep no matter what, right? But now they're like, oh. Who's that talking downstairs?
Uncle Kedge is a bit... It's a projection of the voice that I can just project.
And then they'll go in, they'll get their mum, they'll get my wife, they'll go, oh... is Uncle Kedge drunk again? Because he's wandered up to my room again. can you get him out my
and the amount of people,
absolute nonsense.
The amount of people who replied to when we were at the Brownlow Christmas dinner, and the amount of people who replied to the post that you put up of me with this little accident of the Golgop of missing my mouth.
It was hilarious.
Were you drunk, Ed? How drunk? What did you drink? How much did you drink?
Well, tell him. Tell him how much you drank.
Tell him. We don't have to. Tell him.
He was on an all day, ladies and gentlemen. He was drinking all day with his other work lot.
And the amount of people.
Very quickly, before we even get to our Christmas do, Tommy. Because Kedge obviously booked where we went to eat.
Yes.
And he was like, yeah, we'll all meet up early, like 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, had all the plans ready.
Yeah.
Then he got an invite to his work Christmas do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is paid for by a very wealthy man who hosts that show, Chris Evans.
Yeah, and then he basically ditched us. Because then he goes, I'll meet you boys at 5:30 when the dinner is.
No.
And I was just like, okay.
And he, you know when someone turns up, and it's almost like their shoulders aren't connected to their torso. He was like, oh, yeah, what's that, boys?
Yeah, like, what is that?
He goes, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm a bit licked, bro.
Did I say that? I don't remember meeting you guys.
Oh, yes.
Where did we meet?
Like outside the station, walking down to Oxford
Station. On Carnaby Street. We met on Carnaby Street.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember getting there?
And he went, I ain't gonna lie.
I had to walk there and I met Satch first.
No, we were both there.
God, this is embarrassing.
I remember ringing you.
I'm glad I'm not
remember ringing
that.
Him.
Honestly.
I was like, Kedge, where are you? He goes, hello, Satch. I'm getting drunk. That's what he said to me. I didn't say that.
Are you feeling you guys are making up because I don't remember anything.
100% he said that.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. But anyway, there was.
Because of that.
Yeah, there was a lot of booze flowing.
We ordered the Barney Puddies.
Right.
Which we like, Satch.
We do. Kedge. Yeah, we love it.
Satch,
we love
you
it.
Like the Dane Puddy more.
Yeah.
So. It was a good one because
it's that bunny man. It took fart powder.
No, I love it.
I needed that.
You need the fart powder.
But you put nuzzle on it because in as Kedge went to pick it up,
my time.
It just dropped and it splashed and smashed an egg.
No, do you know what? It wasn't the bunny buddy's fault because I saw the whole thing unfold.
What happened? Can you tell me what happened?
Because all I know, I just went. Do you know when drunk people have slow reactions?
Yeah,
it was that.
Well, what did
he poured it and he was picking it up like.
But slowly, he's picking up, yeah. You didn't do it confidently.
Yeah.
I wanted to savour the moment.
No, but you can't do that. You know you can't do that with
bunny pudding. Yeah, you've got to do it confidently.
It's a bit stupid.
It's a bit like, ripping off a plaster. Bam, just do it.
Do it.
Bosh.
Right.
If you hesitate.
So is that what I did? I went slow-mo.
You went slowly and you opened your mouth. I'm it was in disgusting. Your hand. It fell out your hand.
Yeah. It's like a flaming shot.
It smashed so hard.
Yeah.
There was no bits of the body left.
No,
it was all over your jumper.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. Look at it, like you don't remember.
You walked home with bunny puddy juice all over you.
No wonder no one sat next to me on the train.
You stunk of that fart.
Well, there you go. But there you go. But what a way to celebrate our 4-year anniversary as well, because that's happening. That is 4 years tomorrow officially. That will be yesterday when the podcast releases.
Oh wow!
So I think the anniversary day is the 7th. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. 4 years of the podcast. 5 years since we got sacked. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why, because we started a year later. That's how I remember it. And then. And look at that. A lot of podcasts end, as we know, after 1 or 2 years. Mm. But we've been going strong. You think of all those...
4 years.
That's pretty much every week, you will take a handful. That's over 200 podcasts. About 200 podcasts.
Yeah, over 200 podcasts, easily. Yep. And, I think it's 208, if I'm correct.
Wow, look at that. Also, hold on, that's 50. It's 52 a year. But we missed a couple.
Oh no! But
we might have done a couple
of extra ones as well.
Oh, okay, right, like a little bonus episode.
It all weighs up.
Look at that. So just to all our little podcast accountants, they're going, you owe us an episode and all that.
Hang on a minute. We don't owe you nothing.
I owe you nothing. Nothing at all.
That was a good joke.
Was that Christmas hymn?
No.
See, that's before his time. You don't know about
that. Was a good joke as well in the '80s.
That was a good joke.
Yeah.
Go on. What was the joke?
What do Bros wear to bed?
Huh?
What do Bros wear to bed?
Who?
Bros are a duo. The brothers, twins, I think they are, actually.
Yeah.
Singers. Couple of
who sang that song?
They sang that song.
So?
When will I be famous?
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay, go on. So, yeah.
The joke is, what do Bros wear to bed?
I don't know, Kedge. What do Bros wear to bed?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
That's brilliant. That has got so many laughs.
Yeah.
People are listening to the podcast. They're like, yes, we're in for a good episode with that level of joke.
Boom.
Yeah.
Christmas spirit, this side of the room.
That's it. Yeah. But can I just say, though, so, you know, 4 years on and everything like that, and then we had our little Spotify Wrapped, because obviously everyone's been banging that out on their socials as well.
So Spotify Wrapped is where Spotify send you, because you're the podcast kind of admin.
Yes.
That, well, like, yeah. You've got the emails
I've got that login, yeah.
So they send you, what, like an overview of who's been listening?
Yeah, so we log in.
Where
and then,
they're listening.
And yeah, so we get, like, you know, all the stats and all of that kind of thing. Like, you know, so just, like, you know, how many more listeners we've added on and the amount of sort of time people are listening to our podcast for, blah, blah, blah. Who, you know, what do our podcasters even, they like, what kind of music they like and all that kind of stuff.
More about the profile, yeah.
Yeah, the profile. But I thought the interesting stat for us this year, the one that was the headline, was how is our podcast being shared among Spotify listeners?
Oh, they can tell that.
Yeah.
So that means they're reading your people's phones, really.
Of course they are. Of course
but
they
Spotify are.
Are
as well. They're kind of seeing.
Yeah, they've obviously got access to all of this. Mm. And I just thought, you know what? It's one big full circle, the circle of life, as Elton John would
can
sing.
Can you feel?
Why is this guy singing so much today?
Because you told me I'm not a singer. So I
and I just keep teeing him up, so he's just going for it. But our podcast is shared most via WhatsApp. Right. So, you know what? Oh. Round of applause to all our listeners who just keep sending the links on WhatsApp.
I still get a little twitch when you say WhatsApp, though.
Yeah, but you know, we turn the negative to a positive. Mm. Yeah. There we go.
There you go. So,
and our listeners have done that. And I thought that's incredible, because I've had a look at other people's, you know, stats and Unwrap and stuff like that. You know, other people I know who make podcast stuff. And they're like, wow, like, that's quite a big look to get your podcast shared via the WhatsApp link. So people are just sending the links.
Yeah, perfect.
On WhatsApp. So keep doing that.
Just
the brainwave then. We should turn our podcast thing into one of those good morning messages.
Oh.
The forwards that you get from India.
Like from India, you know, where it's like, good morning, this is the Ronald.
And we wish you a kettle pouring coffee or something with a little flower.
The standard memeage kind of stuff that you get. You know, we wish you a beautiful day.
Yeah.
May the light.
Go get them.
Yeah.
Like little positive messages and
slip in a little brown load.
May the light of Tommy's bald head shine upon you on a glorious day. Exactly. And may you be as happy as Satch.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah. May your intelligence be on a par with that of Kedge's knowledge about everything.
Artificial intelligence.
Anything.
Mm.
All subjects.
What a compliment. That is. I'll pay for that later.
There's no one smarter than you.
Well, you say that, and there's people who probably want to beg to differ on
that.
Though.
That is quite funny that it's getting shared on WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's good.
It is. Interesting. By the way, on that whole Spotify rap thing, can I say?
You may.
I don't care what people listen to.
Oh,
what music was?
Yeah, no, because everyone posts it up.
Why are you being like that?
No, but it's I'm not being like that.
People
like,
are proud to say that. Oh, you know what? Their favorite artist is Taylor Swift, or they just listen to 68 million hours of Taylor Swift. That's like, it's, you know,
it builds a profile.
How does that help me?
And this time, Spotify were telling you what kind of profile you have in terms of a musician. Whether you
no, I get that. I get that. It's all well and good. Spotify tells you what you like. Mm. But why are you then going telling other people what you like?
You know, Satch, that's the world we live in. It's the digital space.
Does that
it?
Make you good that you listen to a certain person all the time?
Well, just, you know, it's like...
Does it make you cool?
It's like talking to my dad right now.
It's, you know what I feel like? It's getting closer. I just think this is you. You're not feeling Christmas. You're not feeling...
I am feeling Christmas. Hang on a minute. Well, I ain't feeling Christmas.
Well, you just said you weren't feeling very Christmas.
I put my tree up.
Now we're learning more about the fans.
Put my tree up. Okay, yeah. Today, it's fun,
yeah. Look at the way he's saying it. Put my tree up. It's up in it. What more do you want?
Well, what more do you want is exactly basically what I was thinking but over the weekend, because it was the England game over the weekend, wasn't it?
Sunday.
And I thought, you know what? What's going to be a quick, easy, because it's dinner time almost, you know, like it's a 7 o'clock kickoff, so you want to quickly get rid of munch early. And I thought, well, go get a takeaway. And I thought, I'll quickly pop in to the nearest one and quickly get the food and then get back so that I can finish the munch.
The nearest one of what?
Nearest one to my gaff, which is obviously Bombay Central.
Okay.
Your favourite.
Bombay, because it looks like a train station. They've done it really well.
Yeah, Tommy's
favourite. So all the decor is like a proper desi train stop. And nice food.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Did you meet the owner? He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, so he greeted me at the door.
Lovely, good
so
guy.
So it's always nice that.
What's his name again?
His name is Rishi.
Okay.
I know that. And it's funny because you thought I was slagging, but the thing was, so he always meets, he goes, all right, Kedge. And then he always says, Kedge, when am I getting the next installment of the Brownlow? And bless him, I love him, but I'll go, bruv, every week.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's just his way of I'm a fan, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, but if
he's
I. And so I said, you know what, go onto Instagram. I said, there's new videos, new. And he goes, oh, okay, right. So, you know, and that kind of just breaks the ice. And then I kind of just deviate the conversation because I don't want him to feel bad.
No.
That, you know, he's a fan, but he's not. that much of a fan.
So what you're saying is you don't think he actually listens?
Yeah, no, I don't think he listens as such. Yeah. But all of a sudden then, I got sort of almost jumped on by what was truly a super fan.
Wicked.
Oh.
Who goes by the name of Shahil. Now, does that ring a bell?
Arthur Shahil. No, it's Arthur Scargill.
No. Shahil Nunn. No. Shahil Brunier. No. His name is Shahil. And he was the winner of our first FPL, Fantasy Premier League, League, that first year. And apparently he sent it a long email. So he came and he did...
Well, when we did it on the radio, like that many years ago,
I think it was I think it was a Brownlow. Right, yeah, I think it was... Actually, I don't know. But yeah. I think it was a Brownlow. The way he described it, because he said he sent it a long email, and he goes, of which Tommy kind of held up, read little bits, skimmed it, allowed most of it, and then just went, yeah, anyway... And kind of moved on because he was asking for a prize. And Tommy kind of, and he remembered that really well.
He was asking for a prize.
Yeah, he was asking for a prize.
But then you're going to get blanked.
But bless him, he was such a fan and he knew it, everything. And he goes, oh my God, Kedge, this is really weird. And he goes, I don't want you to think I'm weird or anything. He goes, but I know so much about you. And I said, yeah, I don't know anything about you. And it's that moment that always happens.
Yep.
And then he was, and so as he was doing all of that, Rishi's going, Ked, this guy's a fun. Like, he was shocked. He goes, Ked, you're quite a big deal.
He's getting like, oh my God, because he can see the people's reaction.
Well, exactly. And so then he wanted to do a selfie, and then his mum came over and he goes, should I come and do a selfie for you with Ked? And oh, look. And then his mum knew who I was as well, obviously, because you know the sort of the president of the Gujarati community, in England.
Oh, the Gujarati.
Of the Gujarati community. But it was really nice to sort of, like, he goes, you know, and then he was sort of telling Rich, actually, they're really good. The brand are really good. So then Rich got, Ked, let's do the Brownlow at his restaurant.
Oh, okay, so like a live one.
Yeah, so we were kind of having this little planning meeting with Rishi, the fan, and me. And we were just discussing everything.
And are we going to do it?
Well, he's ready to go. I said, can Satch DJ? He went, yeah, we'll do that. He goes, you can get Satch to DJ then? Yeah.
Thanks for booking me. Yeah, so you're booked.
What am I doing?
Yeah, comedy and stand up and all
sing.
That. Yeah.
Those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, if you're singing, I ain't coming.
Yeah. and then the fan said, oh yeah, Kedge can produce whatever that means. And so love how
the food.
Yeah, all that as well. But you know what? I just want to say, like, it was so nice to know that, you know what, they listen to the Brownlow and it brings a lot of joy to the family. And I thought, you know what? Actually, that's what it's all about.
That is all it's about. And you know, obviously you don't go out and about like in public places, like so much. Like,
yeah,
you,
no, you, I can't because I can't afford the security every time I go out.
It's a risk for everyone.
I honestly think Kedge has no fans, and there was only one that came out.
No, but can I just say also?
Honestly, can I just say? Because in all these 4 years that we've been doing this, it's the first time he's come out of this. And can I say? I say every week, and so do you.
And he's milked it. He goes, Shahil.
No, you know what?
I've got to reveal something. What you don't realize is midway through the story, he went, oh, hang on, I've forgotten the fan's name, and he ran off. We stopped the podcast. He ran off to find out Shahil's name. So Shahil, then he came back, remembered your name, and outed me as the guy who skimmed over your email.
Exactly.
Right?
No, but that's what Shahil said.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. But you done my bestie by saying, oh yeah, Tommy, you didn't really care about Shahil, but oh, I'm Shahil's best friend. I remember Shahil. And I'm like, Shahil, he forgot your name.
He is.
You're his only fan.
The problem was, I was
the
so
one fan on, you had.
Yeah,
you
don't even
like he's not going to be a fan for long, because what happened is that I had got there early to get my food and quickly get home because I wanted to eat before the game kicked off.
Yeah.
Right? Oops. Because the last thing you want to do is when you I hate eating and watching football, because then you're looking down, looking up, and then you're missing moments, right? And I can't stand that. So,
well, I wish you'd look down at your party board, you would have seen where it was going.
So I'm chatting to Rishi, then I'm chatting to Shahil. Oh dear, I was there for half an hour. Now, by the time I got home, kick off. I was like, oh, this is an absolute disaster.
Now, Satch, you know this guy, right?
He was half driving an hour me he was
there
nuts.
For. Would you have been there for half an hour, Satch?
I'd have been there for 30 seconds.
30 seconds, right? But he's loving it. He would have
loved
it.
That's what I mean.
Oh, do you remember episode number 84 when I said this? Do you remember 126 when I said this? Do you remember? He would have been like
that.
That's
what I mean. No,
you have to be. You have to be nice. So no. I was nice. So, but no. So anyway, so that was annoying.
Okay. I mean, I get people that come up to me and be like, I don't, like, I know who you are. I listen to Brownlow, but I don't come say hello because I know that you don't like it.
Well, right.
Okay.
And also, they shout out the other thing as well.
Him and his missus. I don't like it.
They always go around Watford Tesco looking for Kedge because they Kedge is always.
Did you work there? Oh, trying to plug your car in.
Because they said that you keep bigging them up. And I was like, do I really pick up Watford Tesco that much?
Watford Tesco's. That's where they know Kedge is going to be. You know,
like, it's like Steakout in Watford Tesco.
No, but like, you know, let's say, like, if you're in Mayfair, then you might know that, like, oh, the Kardashians or the Beckhams, they're going to go eat at that Salt Bay's restaurant. And if you're in Watford, you're going to go, well, you know where Kedge hangs out? The Tesco's. That's where to catch him. You can catch him by the ethnic aisle.
Or ethnic aisle, or just looking for an electric charging point outside.
Right. Well, see, someone came up to me. I was in a comedy night. Mm. And actually, a few people always come to the comedy night. Really sweet of them, whoever they are. I don't get their names. I think it was Shahil. But they come up and they go, we're not even into the comedy. We just want to come and see you.
Ah,
and that's really sweet. And a few of them
said
that.
That's very nice.
So I was at the New Hampton Arts Centre just gone last weekend.
Mm.
And while I was there, just before the show started, went out for a little wee, went into the toilet. There was a young lad in there. He just finished his business.
Was he doing the stakeout waiting for you?
Well, he had something else out. Cause, you know. There was no stakeout. I think he just stood up. He was having a wee out.
He didn't have no stakeout.
He was having a little shakeout. Yeah, a little shake. So, but then as I've gone up and I'm sort of in the, you know, at the trough next to him.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's nobody else in there.
Yeah.
So he's just put his thing away, turned around. He went, oh, Tommy Sandy goes, can I get a picture? I am stood there holding me, myself, for a wee. And I went,
was it flowing or was it about
to? No, flow.
Oh my God, you're the flow. That would have,
And that is one of those situations that we always, you know.
Because I always think about that, because when I'm in Lewes in my office building, I'm always having a muddy, and I've got, like, say, Martin Keown or Parlour next to me. And I could do the same thing.
That's my feature, Weeing with the Stars. Whenever I come out, I'm always like, oh, Weeing with the Stars.
Yeah,
Weeing with the Stars. But I'm like, God, can you imagine? Like, you can't ask them.
Right. What?
No,
no,
you not while you're having a wee.
Also, you work there, so it's a little bit unprofessional in a way.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't. You can't with susu hands. You can't be asking for a picture
or shaking
and
hands.
All of a sudden, immediately, he had his phone in his hand. So he's obviously reached for the phone, not washed his
you
hands.
You should have. Please tell me you did the photo with him, just leaning back.
Nope. I went, bruv. Because the good thing about doing
I bet Tommy went all serious.
No, I went, bruv. Right now? And he went, and then it was like he just twigged what he was saying. He went, I went, let's just do it outside and not in the toilet. And then he went out, and as I washed my hands and came out, he was there, stood there. So we had it just downstairs.
That's lovely. Nice.
But then we had it with the men's toilet in the background.
Yeah.
So the side. Oh. But I'm saying, you get accosted everywhere. But Ked, you know how long I was with him for? 30 seconds. And then I went. I didn't do 30 minutes because I had a show to do. I got a life. You had a match to watch. You had to watch your boy, Harry Kane, lead the team to victory.
I know.
And by the way, I said this to you afterwards. I think he's so lovely, actually.
Harry Kane is a nice man. He was
speaking like a captain. I thought, you know what? Bota sona bolda.
Yeah, he is. But the whole England team, they're all lovely people. They're all nice boys.
Yeah, they are, actually. They seem like a nice, sort of sensible, tight squad anyway. So looking forward to... Hold on, bud. When does this podcast come out? Yeah, so we've still got a few more days till England-France.
That's France came on, what, Saturday? Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before that, let's address the Christmas, because obviously we are now well into the Christmas month. The countdown is on.
Yeah, you said your tree's up.
My tree is up today.
Okay, don't sound too excited
about
it.
That's the sixth.
Don't sound ecstatic about it.
Not the first. You're 1 week late.
I didn't have the time. It's been a busy week. And today, I did it. So this morning, I went up in the loft before I started work. Got everything down.
And that's the hard thing, isn't it? It's getting it out of the loft. It's a mission.
When I had it down, I was like, I'm going to do this in my lunch break. I did it in my lunch break.
Oh.
Trees up in my lunch break.
On your own?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, wow.
My dad helped me a bit, but that was it. Just, you know, like...
But so did you have Christmas tunes in the background and, you know, sort of...
No.
Have a mince pie as you're doing it?
Glass of sherry.
But I had... You know how long I had before a break. I had to get a tree up.
Oh, yeah, because you're the one who sets the break.
Yeah.
So he...
Well, he's not really.
I don't set the break.
He doesn't really check in on me, does he?
No, I don't check in. Oh, yeah. But the gun was slow this afternoon.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, now you know why.
Because the tree was going up. So
the tree was up.
But Satch, you've made this sound like such a really casual,
no, it's not. It's
boring
not that. No,
event.
No, do you know what it is? And the
reason it's quite a moment
put
putting the tree up.
Backside into gear to put the tree up was the presents have started coming.
Okay.
So I've already started ordering stuff.
Oh, you mean you're buying the presents?
Okay, yeah, buying presents, yeah. Right. For other people. Mostly, to be fair, not even mostly, it's all my nieces and nephews.
Right.
Yeah. And this year...
So you got many to get?
There's more than... I think there's about 16 or 17.
Wow. Oof. Wow. So, is there like a budget per person? Do you go like 15 quid, 20 quid?
Yeah, 20 quid.
Because this is where it all gets ridiculous now.
Yeah,
it?
So that's about 20... I was like, it needs to be about 20 quid.
Yeah.
If it's like a couple of quid over...
The cost of living crisis, do I want to heat my house for a week or do I want to give my niece... a £20 Christmas present. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the decision you've got to take. Will she understand that actually, why don't you come and spend
some
time
understand
in the warmth with me?
Because when you go to these people's houses and they're happy to see you, you can't go there without a Christmas present,
yeah,
can you?
Right. Yeah.
See? Not for a kid. Come
you
on,
got,
kid.
You got, and actually, you got new nieces and nephews.
There was loads. I think this year there's probably another three or four that just
additions. Yeah.
So, wow. Every year this list keeps going. Like next year, it'll be like 20.
Yeah, you're up.
So that was it, and I was just like, right, the presents are coming in. They came yesterday and today. Mm. You know, Amazon all day, Royal Mail keep coming, and I'm like, well, now I need to wrap these and put them somewhere. So we need to put the tree up. You can't wrap them in.
Oh, so underneath your tree, you put the presents that you're going to give to other people.
Yeah, they're just
ready. It's a good place. Yeah, it's a good place to keep it.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that in our house. Things will get ripped open.
Open.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, the kids. Yeah, the boys. Yeah, the boys. I mean, Logan, maybe not now.
Well, even though he hasn't got his name on it, he'll just open it.
Yeah, it'll just be like oil.
Or
a little
sneaky little finger in the hole.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the present?
You know what these boys are like.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you put your deco up? Are you up?
Yeah, the Christmas. Well, so as always, you've got to put the two reindeers out on the sort of the front roof ledge thing. Love doing that.
Outside.
The woman and the woman who lives down the road.
You put her on the roof as well?
No, I didn't put her on the roof, but she was walking past me. Because every
Andy,
year.
Andy, get on the roof. Get my shoulders.
But always, you know it's December. Get on the roof.
Because I only can get up there via the upstairs window. So I have to climb out the window, right? Yeah. And every time I do it, there's always someone who rings the police.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
why?
They think that I'm robbing because it looks like I'm trying to climb into a house and something like that.
I'd love to see them describe the burglar. He's very thin.
Yeah.
I don't think
why he's getting through that little gap through the window.
It looks like he's from the Rajkot area.
Yeah.
Not from around here.
But yeah, he's a foreigner.
Yeah. He stopped for a snack. He's just dropped his barney pudding on the roof. He's just dropped it. Slipped right through his hands.
Why is he wearing flip-flops?
I think he's drunk. Yeah.
He must be having a love. It was arctic weather on Sunday.
But
the old lady down the road, she goes, you know what? She goes, I love it when you put your decorations up. Because because when you start, the whole road starts. Mm. And then she goes, we have one of the best roads in Watford.
And thought, you're at the top of your road.
Yeah, I'm at the top of the road.
So you set the tone.
So I set the tone. And then literally, as I was doing that, the two other people next door, they started getting the lights out as well, putting it all up and everything like that. And I just thought, you know what? I just got into it and it just felt Christmas vibes and it's just nice, isn't it? It's just exciting.
It is nice.
Well, no.
Oh.
So I avoided it all. And I have done. Now, this is the second, maybe even the third year.
So you haven't got it up?
No, the decorations are up. I just make sure it happens when I'm not in the house.
Oh.
Bruv, there's so many.
Hang on a minute, and I'm getting called the Grinch. Yeah.
Call me what
me
you
in
want.
The corner.
That's the Grinch sundew here.
I love Christmas. I love the decorations. And I would love to put them up.
You would love to?
Yeah. I'm just not doing it with my family. Because they take the muzzle out of everything. Because they start fighting. Things get broken. Then, and like the boys, they put all the baubles together in one section of the tree. I went, biblical. Look at the whole tree. You've got to cover the tree with the baubles. Yeah. And then I'm trying to spread it out.
Type, yeah,
they
yeah.
go, well, no, that's not how I like it. I went, well, and then I look around, and then something breaks, falls out of a box, and then my wife's shouting at one of the boys, and I'm like, you know what? Do it your own way. And then what happens is, they do it their own way, then my wife goes back and redoes it all, right? And redoes it all. But this year, to save you from tears, I give it to someone special. This year, my wife's niece, who's living with us, as you know, she is great with the boys.
Okay.
So they all did it together. There was a little bit like, no, guys, not like that. Trina's
what were
great.
You doing?
But yeah, huh?
What were you doing?
I was at the comedy night. I was away on the weekend. I was in Wolverhampton.
Wow, that's serious, Tommy. So that is
and
that's
now
it.
I come back. All the decorations are on. There's tinsel on the tree, tinsel on the staircase, and the tree's decorated. But I had nothing to do with it, and it feels nice and Christmassy. Hence why I'm singing Christmas carols. I've been eating mince pies, which I don't normally do as well.
I don't think I've had one yet.
I've got some lovely taste of difference ones. I've got the Sainsbury's.
Get the Marks and Spencer one.
Yeah, the Marks and Spencer one.
Are you on the take? You just a second.
No, I know, but it's just because they are epic as well.
I think, to be fair, I think I've already, to make me feel Christmassy, I did something yesterday. And I think it's,
what's that?
It's a good gift to give, I suppose. Okay, blood.
Oh,
and I always do it around Christmas.
Well done, Sam. You do that a lot.
I do it. And I always try to do it around Christmas. So it was actually closer towards Christmas, but I moved it to like this week because I was like, I can't be doing that when
you're on the booze.
Yeah.
Well, out gigging. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
Why? Because you feel a bit faint.
Well, no, it's just why risk it?
He's got more because then the blood's more sort of slightly thickened with pakora and paneer.
You might as well just do it when you've got the time. Didn't
yeah.
Have you ever given blood, Kedge?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
Oh,
are you a bit scared?
No, I just. Never
he's scared. I can see it in his face.
No, I'm
he's
not scared.
I'm a bit scared.
I do it. I've never thought about doing it. Like
he's scared, bruv.
Like, it's just not been on my radar.
I think it's something we should do, Kedge. Because also, okay. we're... Oh, wow, look, that's you with your needle and...
Very nice.
That's your catheter. Is it called what's it called, catheter?
No, it's a needle.
Okay.
What's he on about? Catheter.
the thing that gets collects all your blood.
Right.
It's a needle.
That's a needle.
No, but then...
Needle in your arm.
I could see the needle in your arm, but...
He's already scared.
Oh, bloody hell.
Why are you scared
my
of
mouth, I don't know, my mouth with water, like, in a, like, a sicky way.
Bro, I tell you what. So, okay, very quickly on giving blood.
How long does it take?
Took me 7.5 minutes. Yes, say. Bag full.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? How much?
But that's very quick, because I see people sitting there before and after me, and I've gone in, done it, and they're still sat next to me, and it's still filling up.
So you got fast blood?
Basically,
you got your fast blood?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've probably got a lot of blood to give, because when I was little, my mum used to always say that Gujarati phrase that you just keep drinking my blood. And it's just like, so that's what I've been doing. That's why I've probably got loads.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What is the phrase? Give it to us.
In Gujarati, it is Maruloini pi akudus.
Loi
is blood.
Maruloi. So can I, on that note, so that's quite a Punjabi word, which is low. But not many people know that word for blood.
Oh.
Right?
Flow Rider song, isn't it?
Well, low. Well, that's why my low is called
Milo. Oh, Flow Rider at the arm. Low.
Flow. There you go. Right? My low is my blood.
Right.
It's my low. That's why it's called. And Logan is Loga of the people.
Yeah.
But the connection between the two of them is the low.
Low.
They've both got the same the low blood. In their name. Right. So that's what. But normally, when I explain to people, they all look at me blank because they don't know the word low. Oh. But you got Loi.
Loi.
Loi, say the phrase again. Loi.
Maru Loi ni pi.
Maru Loi. No, come on, let's go for it.
Maru Loi ni pi.
Oh, Maru Loi ni pi.
Don't drink my blood.
Yeah.
Don't drink my blood.
Yeah. That's how that. Don't drink my blood.
Don't drink my blood.
I'm
you
telling
know?
You. I'm telling
I tell you
that.
What. They, before you give blood, they do a prick test on your other hand.
Oh, yeah.
You would pass that.
And that hurts more than the actual needle that goes in.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind pricks and stuff.
I
remember used to. You know when? Did you ever do it when you used to like just get like neat like little pins and you used to put it?
I never used to self harm myself, Gage. No.
It's not self harm.
You know what? I know what you mean.
Like you just like messing around.
No,
no, you just put it through your skin, layers of skin.
Just the very
yeah. It was.
You used to put it just through your tip. Of your finger.
Of your finger.
You yeah. say,
and then, you, yeah. and then you could just. I don't know why we used to do it at
why
school.
Why would you
I think.
Do that?
Like, it was just one of those things.
Are you going to give blood then? Either of you?
I'm
still, when I go there.
Well, next time you go, let me know. And
I'm still the only brown person there.
Wow, see, that's the thing. That's why we should.
So there's
that's
about 30 people in the room at the same time.
So any hospital?
No, it's not a hospital. You go onto the blood website, blood.co.uk or blood.com.
Well, this is what I mean. You have to tell us because I don't know about these things.
And then you sign up, you put in your postcode and it shows you all the places where the blood donation centre is going to be.
Yeah. Okay, so when are you next going to do it?
So probably in about 4 months' time now.
Okay, fine. So tell us and we'll all find our nearest.
I'll tell you what prompted it. About 3 or 4 months ago, my mum had a knee operation. Right. Something happened in their recovery and they went, oh, she needs some more blood. She needs to be topped up on her blood. I mean... They just got a load of blood and they put it. And I was like, stupid.
You just take it for granted, don't you?
You do take it for granted. Yeah. And I was like, so what? Is that the donated blood? Like, where have they got that from?
Yeah.
And they went, yeah, that's the blood that people donate. I'm like, and then I was a bit like, yeah, you got someone else's blood like in you. But actually, it's essential for my mum.
Of course it is.
And then I was like, oh, you know, like.
It's important, bro.
Yeah, we need to then, particularly with our different blood types and all that.
Yes.
And I got, you know, like we work out. You run. We've got good blood. We've got good blood.
Yeah.
We know we're healthy. Yeah. I'm not drinking. So, Kedge does. You're drinking all day with Chris Evans. turning out, dropping Barney Body.
They probably don't want my blood.
You can get clumsy blood.
Yeah.
You can get Punjabi singing, dancing. And I wonder whether my character would infiltrate them as well. Like they'd be a bit like more upbeat afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Sachin, they start DJing. They all of a sudden, they're into music. You know, and they start giving minimal one-word answers to everyone. You all right? Yeah.
See, so I do feel Christmassy because it's the time to be giving.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
and red is very festive. Red and green. So, you know, I would go green before I gave the red blood. So it would. So giving blood at Christmas.
Yes.
Quite festive. There you go. So wonderful.
So have you, Satch, have you planned now Christmas Day? Because have you got as far? Because you sound quite organised.
Well, no, that's the problem. And I just before you came today, I was talking to Tommy about it. And I was like, I have no idea what we're doing. Christmas Day, Boxing Day.
What, in terms of people coming over or food and menu?
People coming over, food and menu. The thing is, obviously,
menu, you just need an old burn, and that's it. You just have to, that's it.
I said food, not people, mate.
No. It's not. Yes, actually, it's more than way more than that. That's just such a naive vegetarian thing to say, Kedge.
Get your little nut roast out, mate.
Kedge is imagining there's some granny turkey.
Don't even start me on nut roast.
Okay. So basically, the problem we have is I was away in Dubai, so I've kind of missed the family. Now, the people that we always do Christmas with, they're away, and they ain't coming back for another 2 weeks. So, it's like,
so that's good.
No right one knows. Christmas they come well, back. Everyone's just a bit like, what's happening?
Mm. Right. So,
a bit scared. I'm going to be at home on Christmas.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Alone.
I wonder, having beans on toast.
I think something's happened. There must be a shift then where, why would that be that people aren't too interested in, okay.
I think maybe because we were all so stuck together for so long.
That may be like a backlash.
You're
going
to be apart on Christmas? Now he's being Grinch.
No, I'm saying maybe that's what people are thinking. Actually, you know what?
Allow it.
We don't need this anymore.
Yeah, or he's taking
we don't need all of this hangama in whoever's running it in their house.
Like, yeah. I know what I'm doing work-wise. I'm working quite a lot around Christmas.
Yeah.
Like Boxing Day, all of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what we're doing on Christmas Day. The family shindig. I don't know what's happening.
Because normally it would be planned by now.
It's a bit of a concern.
Do you know the app Canva? Like, you can make logos and all that. Okay, is that quite a big... Okay, I got it because it's a free kind of label-making thing. It's always handy to kind of do little things on. I went into my Canva app the other day because I'm doing my chutney thing. You know that? So that's still going on. And I saw the Christmas menu that I'd made for all the family to share around on a poster with the holly and the sand new house, the star. And I had about 4 or 5 different starters. I've then found my Pinterest page where I was pinning all these menus through over the years.
I
always do. This year, Jack Diddley Squat.
Are you even printing it?
No, I haven't even made one. I didn't.
You don't even know what the menu is. It was going to be written on a piece of paper and put on a notice
When
board.
I logged in, it was like, I saw the other stuff I'd made there.
That's a bit extra, Tommy.
It was
it
a bit extra.
Very extra.
But what I'm saying is, that's how I would normally go into it. And actually, I would be Pinteresting.
And also, cool everyone knows, Christmas at the Sandus is not like any other party. Do you know what I mean? It is epic.
Right, yeah.
It's trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, everyone wants to know what's the meal, what's happening, what the games they're playing.
Tommy, you might have a plus one this year. The way it's going for me.
Come on over, there'll be plenty of food. And I went into the butcher's just for other reasons. And then she went, Tommy, Sue, her name is. Right? She goes, you haven't ordered
Sue!
I said, she goes, you haven't ordered your turkey. Oh. And I was like, oh yeah. Mm. I went, yeah, put me down for a turkey, put me down for a ham.
Yeah.
Oh mate, she's done you there.
And I went, I was sticking down for a lamb as well.
I bet she's got. I bet she's got done you. Plenty.
Yeah, she's done
you. She did because she goes, oh, because normally you have to kind of go right 12.
Yeah, because I know people who order it in July.
Yeah, no, but she went. Oh, don't worry, we'll have plenty. You can just pick it up on the day. Don't worry about the sizes. I'm just going to put you down for those three: ham, lamb.
Wicked sales lady. Turkey.
Yeah, she's quite easy going. But anyway, it was. And my point is, like, that's all I've done.
Sick.
And normally I'd have a spreadsheet now of like potatoes.
At least you've done that.
And I tell you what, I've also
a spreadsheet.
Yeah, it helps.
Spreadsheet for what?
Basically, people always end up getting a bag of Brussels and then doing them all. And you end up with a patilla full of Brussels.
Oh, yeah.
Just count two per person.
It just needs organisation skills.
Only needs the two because you'll also get one person who'll only have one.
I don't like wasted, yeah.
Yeah.
So
two per person, and that's it. And that's why I don't like the way. I'm going to try not to make this a wasteful Christmas.
That's very good. Can we just quickly do a little segment of Controversial Kedge.
Oh. Yeah, dun, 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 dun.
Controversial Kedge is going to come out with probably the statement that is going to probably upset YouTube and a lot of people, but I'm going to say it today. And that is...
Diwali's better than Christmas. Oh, God, what are you saying?
Well, that's not controversial.
Okay.
That's just facts. But...
Says the guy that doesn't even put any decorations up for Diwali.
I didn't see you on your roof for Diwali.
I didn't see you on your roof.
God. Can't put Diwali on my roof, can I?
He so just wants to please his neighbours.
No.
So this week at work,
at the Coopers. This week at work, right, it's free in the canteen. It's free Christmas lunch.
All free.
Week. Oh, wow. I love stuff all like that about week. Workplaces. Go
free.
On.
Free.
I'm coming in.
And I'm going to say it. I think it's got to be the worst meal.
Oh, dear.
I'm not even going to have it. I don't even want it.
Well, how do you know it's the worst meal?
Because the Christmas, that whole Christmas meal, like, a lot of the English people are like going, Kedge, but it's beautiful.
But
it's
you're a vegetarian. What's the vegetarian
nut
Christmas
roast.
Meal?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, dead.
No, but even then, even if you put that aside, it's just boiled gajar and boiled this and like it's just like it's so bland. Yeah. That whole thing is so bland as a meal. I just think I'm gonna just say it's got to be the worst thing to eat.
Oh yeah, but if it's all done like, plain, it's like hospital food. It's hospital food.
It is bar.
An old hospital food.
That's what I said.
Hospital
it's like when I look at it, I just think of it's hospital and am I bimar?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
And it's all
because it is, as my mum would say, it's bimar manas nukhanu, and that's basically
bimar manas nukhanu.
Yeah, which is food for the ill.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no flavour in it. Like,
I think it needs a little bit of.
But that's what I mean. If they had a bit of chili sauce or something.
No. See, don't do that. Why? You know what I mean? He's so disappointed. God. No, I'll tell you what it is.
Even if there's pepper.
No, with your carrots, you do the cider vinegar,
like marilla, and it's garlic, just like
caramelize them.
Like, I just thought, God, this has to. It really is for me the worst meal internationally. I don't think you can think of a meal that's worse than that.
No, go on.
You can't. Rack your brains. There's nothing worse than that.
On an occasion.
Then a roast dinner.
Yeah, on an occasion. I think it's the worst meal, roast dinner. It really
is. I'm talking about my meal. I'm mashing my mouth with water.
He hasn't had a good roast, Tommy. Yeah, so but he doesn't know.
Because you don't know pigs in blankets. Pigs in blankets are fan.
I mean, I don't eat them, but still.
Okay, you don't. They are. But it's just like stuffing. Delicious.
Just slabs of meat. And it's
but when you cook roast potatoes perfectly.
I'll be honest with you.
He's never had them.
When you see it on a plate, it looks like something that like King Henry VIII would have.
You don't even have.
Like, it's food.
That's a good thing.
But it's like food from 400 years ago. Like humans shouldn't be eating that kind of food anymore.
He's never,
what food? Bruv,
he's never
vegetables
had.
And potatoes. No, it's just, gravy.
Just, he's it never doesn't had, look like bruv, it's.
He don't eat gravy.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, yeah, but gravy. I just don't eat any of it.
So what do you have on Christmas Day?
But you know this. We don't have it. We have like a whole assortment. Dogra, we go with cuisine, Chinese. We'll go Italian.
You do the same thing you do any other day of the year on a big occasion.
No, it's not the same thing. But it's like different varieties. It's just loads of. It's like Asiatic food with flavour.
Asiatic.
He's basically made up words. It's a Jimmy Spices at his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a buffet.
It's the Yeah. It's like but without
around
the meat.
Around the world in 7 hours.
It's a karab nawab. It's just all gone.
Don't get me wrong. We have that, but then we still have the roast dinner.
Oh, it's just.
We have bits and bobs.
I don't know. Maybe it's a vegetarian thing. I was looking at it today when I was sitting there with my work colleagues. I just got, God, look at it.
I'm actually gutted. Do you know what?
It was gloomy outside and it's gloomy on the plane.
Last year, I flew back from Dubai. And they had Christmas dinner on the plane.
Oh, my God. That must be even worse.
It was lovely, Tommy.
Oh, was it really?
You would have loved it.
Oh, why?
Because it was just so tasty.
Yeah, oh,
they're like the stuffing.
On a plane.
I tell you why. Because also, they actually, as we know, we've seen the documentary.
Well, did
they
have gravy as well?
Yeah.
They do all that.
Full on Christmas
dinner.
And they
steam cook it and they make it. And it's going to be warm.
It was lovely.
Hot and piping up there.
And when I flew back a few weeks ago, I was like, I know it's a bit early for Christmas, but I hope they have roasted it. Didn't have it.
Anyway, so that's one controversial Kedge to another controversial. Liam, I should say. Have you heard about Liam Barker?
Don't know him.
Right. Liam Barker went on to Twitter.
Linda Barker?
No, Liam. He was on Twitter.
Sue Barker,
and not whoever Linda Barker is, but no. But anyway, he put out a tweet.
Baki bate pine bad.
Not that one. Not the Arjun Kanungo one. But he put out.
Sorry, I enjoyed that.
This guy. that's so far from Barker.
Barker bate pine bad. You can say it.
Pine bad.
Say Barker. Say Barker.
Barky.
Barker bate pine bad. It's like a song that was a bit of an accent.
What's Liam Barker?
Went out. So Liam Barker, bear in mind, he's not a desi, right? But he's gone
clearly.
Out and he tweeted and it created probably a big hoo-ha on Twitter. Oh. And his tweet read like this. I will never understand people that queue for Dishoom when London has hundreds of amazing Indian restaurants.
They do.
And
London
within minutes, it caused outrage on Twitter. And people were going in saying, you know what? He goes, I think I've taken the mickey out of the Dishoom and the fans. And it had caused a massive debate. And people were like, you know, there were a lot of people saying, yeah, you're right, we agree. But then there were a lot of people who were getting very offended by it, saying, no, actually, we love Dishoom. And, you know, we know our stance on it, on the brown load.
Yep.
The question I'm going to post to you guys is, would you guys queue for Dishoom for 2 hours?
No
would
chance.
You queue for Dishoom if it was a minute? No.
If it was a minute?
Yeah.
If
we had to go there and they were like, you got to wait a couple of minutes. I'd be like, yeah, cool, I'll wait.
I think Dishoom's food is good. It's good.
No, you're getting
it's
confused.
It's okay.
No.
What I mean by that, look.
You remember is good is the breakfast.
No, I actually remember the chili squid.
That's good.
That with all the little spring onions and chilies on top of it. That's beautiful. The Negronis, when I was drinking, this is going back a few years, they do like lovely cocktails. The service is always good.
It's not Indian food, is it?
It's okay.
I think I've only eaten dinner there a couple times, but we had breakfast there.
We had dinner there once with you.
Yeah. Yeah. The masala tea's nice. Anyway, what I mean is, it's good.
It's good.
And it's more the buzz, the atmosphere, good is, the decor.
I think you're doing
good
it a lot.
Good is fair. I'm not saying it's brilliant. Good. Good is right.
Well, but you know what?
Say it's bad, would you?
I wouldn't say it's bad.
No.
Kedgewood.
I would go as far as saying... I would say it's basic.
Okay, wow.
Basic.
No, I don't think it's basic. I think it's better than basic.
I don't think it's basic.
But people were queuing for it. Obviously, lots of people. If you don't know, basically, Dishoom is a chain of restaurants now. There's a good few of them. They're popping up in every major city around the country. And people queue. And I see... And you're right. The queues are just like 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
How long would you be prepared to queue...
For Dishoom?
For anything. For any restaurant. Mm. Because I think... And this is where I'm coming from. I wouldn't queue. If there's somewhere where they said you can't, you've got to wait 20 minutes, half an hour,
yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't wait 20 minutes.
Because I think like this guy is right. We're in London.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be waiting to get your food anywhere in London.
Okay.
In a major city like Birmingham, Manchester, yeah. Leicester. Yeah.
No, I don't think you should be queuing. I think it depends what it is. So say if you've gone somewhere for something specially and it's
then
like
you
would
have booked it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I get that.
There's
I'm
a place
saying.
In Birmingham that is known for the fish and chips. I forget what it's called. It's something random as well. It's not like it's in the main road, but right. someone took me there.
Right.
And people queue because it's only open from like 12 till 4. That's right. it in the day. Right. And there's a queue.
Is it good?
Because they're amazing. And they sell the little bits that come off the fish, you know, the batter
yeah,
bits.
Yeah, yeah.
They
sell gills?
No, like the little crunchy bits. Like
the scraps.
The scrap. They're, kind of, they're called Fins. Something like that as well. No, they're called like scraps or scratch or scratchings or
gullet.
Whatever. No, he's not part of it. See, he has to make it sound nasty. He's like he's on a mission to promote vegetarianism, and he can't have anybody else enjoying anything.
He doesn't know. That's what I mean. He's got the whole Christmas limited. Dinner thing yeah. wrong, and now he's getting fish and chips wrong because he's never had it.
Kej, you've only done half a GCSE in eating,
bro. I didn't even know what meat came from a lamb until I was about 30. So it's fine.
Yeah,
what a wally.
I remember when I was little, I thought Lego lamb was Lego lamb. Lego lamb. That's what I heard it as because Gordy ate it. And they were like, oh yeah, we had Lego lamb. Lego? Oh,
yeah, no, nice. But that's what I mean. If it's something special and say if you wait 20 minutes, okay, fine, I get that. But I don't think Dishoom qualifies for that.
Okay, so I've got so much to say and I don't know where to start.
I wouldn't wait for any restaurant.
No, it depends what restaurant.
Yeah. That, now
well, if we just, no, but I'm just saying us three, we just, let's say we turned up at a restaurant in London and they go, it's a half an hour wait. I'd go, no. We would go, nah, let's scrap
this.
It depends on what it is.
I think, honestly, so there's a place called Relais de Venise in London, in Marylebone, right? And you can't book. But
you have to turn up.
You have to just turn up.
No, that's different then. That's different. If you can't book, then that's fine. That's an experience. But I'm just saying, generally, I wouldn't wait for a restaurant.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
I don't think you care about food that much.
No, that's why.
But by the time you walk off 5-10 minutes and go somewhere else and wait 5-10 minutes, then you might as well just stayed where you are.
Yeah.
But and also, if you look at the queues of Dishoom, bro, it ain't people like us. They're all 25 to 35.
Mm.
They're all a bit hip and happening.
Yeah.
They're all chilling. They're in
the
They're
all on Twitter cussing this Liam Barker.
It's really great. It's really ethically sourced stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have waited the last three times, and I wonder if this is a thing I'm throwing out there, 20 minutes, if not more, for McDonald's. You know, once I've ordered it, and then you wait, it goes preparing, and you stand there.
What kind of fast food is that?
Exactly.
Oh, so when you're on a computer screen,
you've done your order.
It's up there. You know, number 186, whatever.
20 minutes.
Bruv, three times in a row.
Since McDonald's have got those iPads in, I think that it's gone slow. Yeah, it has gone slow.
No, you know what messes
it's
it up?
It's slower than queuing up.
It's the Deliveroo crew. It's them. They come with their bags.
I think mentally, when you were queuing up, McDonald's, if you remember back in the day, right, there was like say 8 counters and they all got queued, right?
Yeah.
But they have to quickly turn that over. So the speed was quicker. Now there's no wait there. Yeah.
No, but what it is I remember this, and when you were, you know, back in the day, MacD's, the food was kind of there.
Yeah.
You just go there with a bag
and
now it comes out in a little conveyor belt and everyone's food's at the bottom of that conveyor belt.
Yeah. And also
I think is a bit weird.
All getting mashed up as well. You're right. So
it's like someone's burger just comes and mashes up your do you see what I mean? It just comes flying down the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
It's not like before they had the rack and then like they'd serve
you. Slide down the rack.
And then the person would just grab a bag from under the thing and they would fill up the bag and then give it to you, is it? Because all the food was ready.
Yeah, the chips are all pretty, 3-4 of them were ready.
Now it's like everything that you got.
They were burning through it, so yeah, you know you're always going to get fresh chips. Well, but it's just been slow every time. To the extent I'm kind of going, I think I'm one more time like this.
You're leaving.
No, well, maybe not leaving. Yeah, because I'm too far in. I've got the points.
Do you know what the drive-through? I hate the drive-through.
Drive-through. It happened the other day.
It's even worse.
Right. So literally 2 days ago, I was getting the kids. What happened in the drive-through? They go, when I got to the front, went, yeah. And all I ordered for myself, just keep me ticking over, was 2 double cheeseburgers and 6 nuggets, right?
Bloody hell.
Just on the way home, because I was going to have dinner when I got home.
That's quite a big tick.
Right. Where was he driving from? Scotland.
The double cheeseburger is fantastic. Once you have one, then you're going to go, oh. I could have done another one.
Just to tick over. And then, that would roll me over.
And then the next
day.
And then you have the nuggets in between the two burgers, so it doesn't feel like you're just having burger and burger. So you're going to have a few nuggets. Anyway.
Little chaser.
And then she did that thing. And I did it. I did a full, I showed her my emotions, because she went, could you just go and park in grill bay number 2, please? Oh. And I went, I don't want to go park in the bay, because we'll have to wait for ages. And she sort of looked at me like, what the hell is it? Overreaction.
You're having a meltdown.
And I waited there. And then they came and they, what did she do? She gave the food to the car next to me. And then I saw them open. I was watching them because I thought, that's weird.
Why didn't you intercept it?
Because my window's up is cold, right? It's cold. I think it was even raining.
Yeah, and they should get it right.
And also she gave it to them. And I saw her and her son, the woman and her son, open the lafafa thing and then close it back up and put it back in the bag. And I wondered when I went, is that 2 double cheeseburgers and 6 nuggets? And she went, yeah. I went, oh, that's mine. Now what do I do? Because they fingered it. They've all fingered my burger, right? I just took it. I just pass it over.
No, you would take it.
You can't have a fingered burger.
I did, because I watched
it. It's been wrapped, so it's not like...
No, they opened the wrapping and put their fingers in the burger.
They opened the bag.
They opened the bag.
Of one of the burgers, and then realised, hang on, this ain't ours.
Nah, that's going back.
No, well...
Kedge, would you have it?
I didn't want to wait another 10
minutes. It's a hard one, that one, isn't it?
You would not have it.
I wouldn't have had it, but I'm...
Dirty pee-pee fingers all over your burger.
I'm trying to be in Tommy's situation here. And you know when you're hungry.
And also, it was after a gig. So it was the first thing. So it's only 11 o'clock at
night. The first thing I think of is that guy's just went for a slash. Yeah. And he's just put his hand in
the burger. No, it was a mum and a son. His son was about 12, 13.
He's got COVID.
And he's got COVID, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's got under his nails, he's got COVID, and he's fingered your burger.
Yeah, that's it. He's got COVID.
Okay, maybe that's why I'm coughing and splattering. There you go. Thank you for the McDonald's McCovid. I've got ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm dead. But here's the food, and I'm not getting all kind of heavy about this. This is my little tenuous link to it. Here's the food you do have to queue for. There's one meal.
Yeah.
That in my life I've had to queue for no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That's lungered at the Godfather.
Right.
The reason why I say that is today in the news, King Charles went to a brand new Godfather that's opening in Luton. Everyone's getting very excited, sharing all the videos,
I saw it. It's on the news.
I'm not on the Punjabi network, so no one forwarded me that.
It's quite... I tell you what's nice.
It's on the news.
There's pictures of him sat down, sat down on the floor as well.
Cross
legs. Yeah, well, actually,
he can't cross his legs.
You can tell he sits like I sit.
He needs a wall seat.
I can't even cross my legs properly.
Was he wearing a bandana?
Yes, it's a Ramal. And I was wondering, look, he's got just a normal grey and black and white checked bandana, right?
Kind of matches his suit, though.
Yeah, it does, but I thought,
he's done a good effort on the crossing of legs. He's done a good...
Oh, actually, it wasn't too bad.
Slightly raised.
That's good.
Can you do that?
But look at and in a suit.
Yeah. In a suit.
Cross-legged. Yeah,
that's
hard.
That's
rating.
And actually, just, you know what? In that kind of setup, he just looked like a regular bloke. He's gone there and he went and met some other people that do charity stuff and all that. But I was sort of thought, straight away, I thought, is that his own Ramal or did he go to the communal tub for the Ramals?
Then
I thought, would he have had langar? I hope he had a bit of dal and roti.
He must have.
The langar is always tasty.
He must have had one pakore.
Yeah.
With a bit of char.
With a bit of masala tea down there. Down there, right?
I do love this.
It's marvellous stuff.
Yeah.
And then I thought, what do you put money in? Did someone give him change? You got a change, Haggy?
You can have this. You can have this because he's got my mum's face on it.
Yeah. And then what do you got sad? Does he get sad looking at the money? Does it remind him of his mum?
Of course he would.
Yeah.
Of course he would.
Yeah, what would he? It's still his mum.
He's still gnawing it.
Unless he's a G and he's bought his own money.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not out yet.
He might have his own printed.
The 50p's
if that goes into the box, then that goes into circulation. Then he can't do it. That's the problem.
But the 50p's are ready, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're made, I'm sure.
Oh, are they really?
No, I don't think they're, but they're not in circulation.
Maybe not. But I'm sure they're making them or they've made. They've been made.
Did he eat the prashad? Did he rub the tail into his face like everyone does with the tail?
What? I don't know.
No, you know, so when you have prashad, everyone does this, right? What? You get prashad in your hand, yeah. Right? They come around or you get it from right. them, yeah, right. You know, and you right. eat it. Yeah. And then your hand's a bit thin. Yeah? So people, I just rub mine into my hands like that or get a tissue and do whatever, right?
You get a tissue.
But
you
get a tissue, bro. Rubbing it.
This guy's making it up. Yeah. No,
that is silly.
No, mate. They don't give themselves money.
I'm telling you.
They don't give themselves. No one does that.
Be silly.
Please, seek community. This is a message out to all of you.
No one does that.
Please educate my Hindu brothers. Right? I'm serious.
Has he got like factor 50 on it as well, just in case you walk out of the Gurdwara and it's sunny?
It's just a standard thing. Everyone does it. And actually, I don't know why.
Coconut oil through his hair, you know, quickly give it.
That's what they do. That's what, because I think they can't be bothered to get up and all they think, whatever.
So just wipe it on your face.
Wipe it on your face. I'm telling you, people do it. I wonder whether they commented.
So you're a real life Delhi tubby.
Yeah, you're Delhi tubby.
Yeah.
And you are getting tubby from all the roti and all the prashad you're eating. But, you know, then I think, you know, that, did they ask him for money? But they wouldn't have asked him for money for the building fund because it's a brand new Gurdwara, so he would have been all right. And then actually, while he was walking out, this is the final thing, while he was walking out the Gurdwara, so he's obviously done his little matatek or whatever and sat there for a bit.
Yeah.
Now he's been escorted out, two or three other kind of, you know, committee members.
He's his bouncer.
Yeah.
It was the same Sikh fella from...
Oh, maybe that's,
you know,
why.
When he's when he had his from the funeral.
Yeah,
it was the same fella.
Oh, okay. No, I saw some guy with like a flat cap, he looked like one of the bosses in Street Fighter. Bison, M. Bison. He looked like the guy with him like that.
See M. Bison,
but this guy, as he...
Oh no, I did. Behind him.
You know, when I said M. Bison, you're like, oh yeah, flat cap.
I did see him.
But as he's walking out, some auntie stops him, grabs his hand, and goes... you don't see, because someone's filming it from the distance, and you see him stop and talk to his auntie. So he's walking up the little red path on the way out. She's there on the floor and she's chatting and he's sort of nodding, like almost trying to get away, and he can't get away. And I'm thinking, what did she say to him? She would have either said, the standard thing that auntie's saying in Gurdwara is, oh, langar khake dai, which is make sure you eat before you go. They want you to eat. Or
so how long was the conversation, do you reckon?
About 20 seconds.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Right, so that's a long time.
Yeah.
So his bouncer went out.
And she held his
hand. She didn't get up. She sat on the floor. He's walking out. So he's sort of...
Also, that must be a bit awkward.
He's half crouched, sort of like leaning over.
Yeah.
And she's talking to him. Or she would have said, either said, langar jarur shaki. That's what they say, right? Or they'll say, she would have said, I'm going to Watford after this. Can you drop me off on the way home? And or, you know what, downstairs there's 5 kg bags, pick them up.
She might have just said, you know what, we need an extension.
Yeah, no, but not on day one of this, or not on early days of this new Gurdwara.
Maybe. So maybe, you know what, we've got one here now, but we got one in Luton, but like, we're looking to build another one.
Maybe. Back us up.
Could you hook us up? Yeah.
Imagine the King Charles Gurdwara. They'd love that. Yeah, he would probably love that as well.
Yeah, but you can come and open that one as
nice
well.
Nice of him to go, though.
I think it was nice. Yeah. And also, obviously, you know what it is? It's funny because now I'm on the receiving end of my community being, you know, having the presence of the King. It boosts you up.
Oh, yeah, it's a boost.
You know what? And I'm sure he will. He'll go to Mondays. Yeah. He'll go
he hasn't been to the Monday yet, just saying.
Yeah, but he will. He will.
We'll see.
He hasn't been to South London either.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a Rishi influence. I don't know. You know, someone's going to say, look, start getting out there.
Yeah, Rishi will take him
to the mandir, get to the temple.
Exactly, yeah. Sunak. So things we've seen this week, guys.
Yes.
I have got the thing that you have to see, right? It's on Netflix.
I thought he was going to show us his thing again.
Please don't, because every time... Do you know what? Today I thought of that program that you told us to watch, and it was called... What was it? It was on Apple something, and it had some Indian name, and it was just
Shantaram.
Oh my God, that was dreadful.
That's what I mean.
I did cuss that, didn't I? On the
podcast. Yeah, no, everyone cussed it, and it was, bro. I've not heard a single thing about that program, and I thought about
it
today.
Even I fell off it after the third episode.
So
but we don't have to mention that. It's okay.
This program better be good because I know it's gonna be.
Guys, this program.
How many episodes have you seen?
One.
Of what?
Of only four. There's only four episodes.
New one. I'm switching off.
But the first episode is going to hook you in like a trout out of fresh water. And it's just like, it gets you there by the gullet, pulls you in, and you're like...
The word gullet. It's twice you use gullet today. He's obviously found a new word this week. Watch me. I'm gonna work the word gullet into it.
It's a challenge.
Many gullet there. Many gullet there.
But it is so good. And this is the what it's called. Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
What?
Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Have you heard about this?
This is a program.
Yeah. It's not going to come up on your recommendations and everything because it's such a niche show.
So Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Yeah. Okay. Do you even want to guess what it's about?
So either someone's a scammer and they're scammed Pepsi into giving them stuff.
Close.
Or, like, because I'm thinking of Pepsi and Shirley and Pepsi back in the day.
No.
So they were the backing dancers.
No, it's definitely the first thing, right? So basically, Pepsi, in the 90s, they did this promotion where you collect tokens to get Pepsi merch.
Right.
So, like, you know, do you remember, like, if you collect 5, you get a baseball cap, and it's like a bomber jacket, all of that. Yeah, yeah. They had an advert, because obviously Pepsi was the rival to Coke. Coke obviously was the number one, so then Pepsi had to use all the big stars and everything to try and, you know, sort of battle with Coke, right? Yeah. They did an advert with advertising their merch, right? So, you know, collect a Pepsi token, you get the thing. And then as an ending shot of this commercial, I said, there was the dude lands in a jet in the back garden, and it said, Pepsi fighter jet, 7 million tokens.
Okay, right? Like, ridiculous.
Ridiculous. No. So for a human to do that, you have to drink 100 Pepsis a day for like 100 years.
Right, okay.
Right, that's the math or something like that.
Yeah.
There was a kid who went, I'm going to get that 7 million tokens. He got 7 million tokens.
No.
And then he went to Pepsi. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's
honestly,
kind of, that's a documentary then.
Yeah. It is brilliant.
That's kind of cool. I do.
Honestly, you guys are going to love it. And like I said, I'm still a bit worried
because he's only seen episode one.
Well,
it might steer off in another direction.
It's good. And you know what you need to do? You need to not speak to anyone about how it unfolds. Because
I don't know what happens. Does he get the jet? Does he not get the jet? Whatever. But the intention is to get 7 million tokens.
Okay.
And he's gone.
I haven't. Yeah.
Well, we don't know. Well, we're going to find out.
Okay.
We're going to find out.
Okay. Okay.
It's pretty sad, isn't it?
Pepsi, where's my jet? I would like to watch it.
That's something you do, Kej.
Well, no, because as soon as it starts, I'm thinking this guy was probably, I think, 5 years older than me. I think it is. I was trying to work out. I think he's about 5, 6 years older than me. I'm like, my brain wasn't in that space, though, where I've gone, because what he's done is he's completely thought out of the box at that moment in his age. And he was only 15 at the time. Do you see what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think, at 15, I wasn't thinking in that sphere.
Yeah.
But he is thinking he's thinking in another realm. Do you see what I'm trying to say? I love that. I love that he is thinking like that at 15, there's something about you.
But also, 7 million, like ring pulls then, is that what it is?
It's not ring pulls, it was like tokens that were printed on the bottles and stuff like that. You just had to cut it off the sticker.
Yeah.
I bet there's still a room full of tokens.
He just starts off, you see it in the first, I'm not going to ruin it, but he starts off and he just goes, oh, so we like tried to get as many Pepsi bottles as possible, like, you know, like using coupons and, you know, like buy one, get one free and all of that. And then you see his mum in it and you go, you realise, we're not going to be able to do this. Like, you need some sort of help.
Of course.
And then they go...
Right.
They got to go international. They got to go ask for donations of Pepsi.
Well, so then they don't want to ruin too much. And then you get introduced to somebody and blah, blah, blah. But it's really fascinating. Because the level of thinking for a 15-year-old kid is mind-blowing.
And this was in the 90s, you're saying?
In the 90s.
Did you ever collect anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, do you remember for the yo-yos? For the
yo-yos. I was just going to say, that's what I did. I did the
for
yo-yos.
For the Coke yo-yos, got the gold one.
Oh. And you know what? Sprite. It was so exciting getting them. It was so exciting getting them.
It was I do like the thing of cutting tokens at the paper.
Remember, for a Karen holiday.
Yeah, no, just anything. Like it was like, yes, for example, like the sticker book you'd get for free.
So my dad collected the British Airways tokens that I think were in the mail back in the day. So you had to collect the tokens, send it off with your name, and then you get put into a drawer and you could win tickets like via British Airways to destinations, whatever. So my dad did it for us, and he did it for my uncle and my aunt. And my uncle and aunt won flights to Dubai.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
I know. That's not us. Bless my dad. He did it.
Good on you.
And
dad.
They won it.
Good person.
I tell you what, should we do this? At the next Sun newspaper like giveaway.
Yeah, but now they just do like those holidays. But that's not a winning thing.
No, but let's collect the tokens and go in a little brown load.
Bunnings.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Come on. Bob, I ain't collecting no tokens for that.
I love cutting out tokens. Yeah. Not to go with you two.
No, but it was different when you were a kid. You get, you know, if you collect 5 tokens over the week and then you go and get a sticker book at the end of it, it was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Bruv, you'd have to pay me to go Butlins.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love Butlins.
Okay. Well, I will add that to the things I want to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. We will convince him to go Butlins.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. There are other things I want to watch. So I will watch the Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Why does it feel a bit desi when I say it? Like
Pepsi, where's my jerk?
Yeah, like Dippy, Pepsi. Where's my patina?
Pepsi!
Hey, Pepsi! I don't
Pepsi, jerk on it!
No, what's that? Something, where's your... Oh, Donald, where's your trousers? That's why.
What's that?
Sounds like a nighttime movie, bro.
No, Donald, where's your trousers? You don't know about that one?
No.
That's a lyric from a Punjabi Bhangra song.
No, it's not.
It is.
Which Punjabi artist?
I forget we now.
No, it is. Donald, where's my...
Yeah, it is. It's random. It's like that. No, 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 where's my trousers? It's like that. You know, it's like
yeah, no, it is. It is. I can't.
This sounds like the hymn
like
that you started
off with.
Something like that.
Cylinder Pradesi.
One of them old mega school mashup thing. Like
one of them 70s yeah. or 80s.
When he keeps repeating it.
Yeah, well, he just says it. I remember.
Someone will message us.
And do you remember that? Nia got a fish in my car. Oh, Nia got a fish in my car.
That's
what he says. So you get weird lyrics. Well, one of the things I want to watch, which I'm very much looking forward to, didn't get to go and see in the cinema. And very kindly, thank you, Warner Brothers. They've sent us two links to watch at home for free because you have to pay for it now. I think because I saw it advertised, you can pay for it.
Yeah, I think it's on the
Byron is Black Adam, which is the what's his name?
Diesel.
No, it's not Vin Diesel. The Rock.
The Rock. Same thing.
Yeah, no, it's not the same thing. Very different beings. And anyway, The Rock is in it. Black Adam looks amazing. So we got two links. So if you guys want, I'm just. This is something going on.
Why don't we all get together and then we just watch it twice?
Yeah, but then it's something just to use the links up.
Yeah.
Call it go free, call it go wasted. My dad wants one. My dad goes, oh, you know.
Oh, okay.
There you go. You get that one.
I genuinely don't even know how to put an internet link up on the TV.
You know what we can do? How long is this link available for?
5 days, actually, from today.
To do a screening.
Should we do a little competition?
What? So you can. Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to give. Yeah, I can give it away.
Why you can't not give it away.
I can.
Oh. No, you get into trouble. You get into trouble.
Probably get into trouble.
Yeah, because
if someone pirates the film, then off the back of it, then look at us, Ken. We just work it like, yeah, let's do it. No, we can't do it. We're gonna get arrested. See, that's why it's always good to talk things through.
That's kind of like piracy. Let's not do that.
So I'm looking forward to watching Black Adam. I will watch that Pepsi with my.
But do you know what with that Black Adam? It just kind of came and went.
Did it? Yeah.
There was no sort of hype about it. And even. This new what's this called? Wakanda Forever.
Oh, Forever, yeah. I want to watch that as well.
That's kind of coming gone as well. Like, is it really?
Well, it's
like
funny you say that. I was having this debate today with
and
some
I have
work
a feeling
colleagues.
Avatar 2 is going to come and go.
Avatar 3, isn't it?
Two.
Oh,
it's 3 hours long.
But they're working on 3 and 4.
Oh wow! Oh, okay,
yeah. But we were having this conversation. I think the era of the cinema is now almost dead.
Almost.
Because I think, like you said, because this hype, who's getting involved in this hype? Because basically, young people don't go to the cinema anymore.
No.
Right? Old people probably want to go to cinema, but like they just don't have the time and it's getting all very expensive. Right? Especially when it can be delivered to your telly anyway.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Mostly, you know, and there's none of that rush now. Mm. You're not getting the FOMO of, oh my God, Jurassic Park's out in the cinema, let's go and quickly watch it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, whatever.
There's loads of things, snacks.
Yeah, and I just think it's a sad state of affairs. But I think it's in decline because the American box office, right, for cinemas, it's going down and down and down. What they're taking,
Paul Johnson.
So
down.
Yeah,
that's a good.
So
track.
And it's like that's quite a sad state of affairs. When was the last time you went to a cinema?
Well.
Years.
No, I go
on your, like no, no, on a freebie. No,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
On a freebie.
Not a freebie.
No, on a freebie. No,
when
you actually,
have you paid?
Yeah.
No.
Years.
Exactly. Actually, what I do remember on a side note is when I was in. This is how long ago, it was about 3 years ago. I was in Los Angeles, and at their cinemas, the seats are bigger. The drinks are bigger. You can get fried chicken.
Yeah, but then you have to go to the
cinema. And I was there on my own because I'm filming.
Right.
So that's in the different. Evening, I'm chilling. I've got the chicken. I've got, you know what you think? No, I haven't got to share
that.
This with anyone.
When
I've got two cheeseburgers and six nuggets.
To your local Odeon to watch
that's
a film.
It, yeah.
No, and there's an Odeon at the end of my road.
I know there is.
Yeah, so,
you don't go there?
No. No,
no,
I don't.
Yeah,
and, but what I will say, I think it will go full circle because you do go to the cinema and you do watch a film that's cinema worthy. Like I watched that Emily, right? Emily Brontë film.
Yeah.
That was... not worthy of
that's
the cinema.
That's not cinema worthy.
You can watch it on your phone.
Avatar 2 is.
That's not even phone worthy.
That's right. That's Apple Watch worthy.
Whereas, I saw like some guy was reviewing films, by the way, some like Gora guy was reviewing films, like best films of the year that I've seen, international films.
Yeah.
That RRR was in it.
Triple R, yeah.
The Triple R was in it. And he goes, it's just exhilarating. Like that, you could watch in a cinema.
Yes.
And you'd be like, wow.
But you still wouldn't go, though. That's a problem. I'm gutted that I didn't watch Top Gun in the cinema.
I'm going to go and watch Avatar in the cinema.
Yeah, I will as well.
But it's 3 hours.
Let's do that
long.
Together.
3 hours long.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Three and a half.
But it'll be,
do you know what? I saw the
visually
last one.
Amazing.
I saw the last one. What I took
Satch,
away.
You were probably about four away, when you saw the last one.
No, I saw the last one and I thought, this is the Smurfs for grown-ups.
Oh, no, that's unfair, Satch, man.
It's
Avatar, it was the so worst clever.
Thing I've seen. No, it's very
not,
clever.
It's really beast. Not. It's why am I it's, watching it's people basically, in blue was, leotards on screen?
I was telling people again that this
is strictly come dancing.
Avatar was something that was ahead of the game. Yeah. Look at us now. We are in the Avatar. Everyone's got avatars on Snapchat, none of us on Instagram. Look blue. It's on the in the meta. It's all happening. And imagine, just think about this. The last time Avatar was released, we didn't have internet. We didn't have social media. Nothing. Basically, in the time that the second one's come out, we have evolved.
I'm
going to
call
species.
It now. I'm going to call it now. This film is going to be a flop.
No, it's not. It'll make a bit. Okay, then I'll call it. It'll make well over $1 billion.
It's going to make a lot of money.
It's going to be a flop.
We'll see.
In the new year.
I used to go to school.
Flop song.
I used to have a mate at my school days from when I was younger called Avatar. And we used to call him Thari Padmari.
We know about Thari Padmari.
Oh, you do know about Thari.
My dad calls that film Avatar.
Avatar.
Guys, you going to watch Avatar?
Avatar is
even my dad, he would never watch a film like that as well.
Oh, see? They're
very similar.
But it'll be visually spectacular. It'll be a good one.
Someone comes on screen and they look blue, I'm uninterested. I don't care what effects you have.
That's the Avatar, though,
No, it's
bro.
Not, bruv. It's just, it's not real. Okay. Anyway. Top Gun, I loved it because it's real.
Brilliant film. Okay, well, we'll find out. They're all out very, very soon. What have we learned? What have you learned this week?
What have we learned? Go on. Shall I go first?
What have you learned from me lately?
Here we go. He's still at it.
Ooh,
shall I go first?
Yeah.
The thing that I learned is that if you're in prison in Germany,
you get sauerkraut every day.
No, and if you try,
you're gonna get a bratwurst in your chitter.
No, well maybe.
Go on.
But if you try to escape and you've escaped,
oh,
you will not be punished for that.
Oh, what?
So like, they go fair play.
Well rated.
Basically,
well
what
tried,
they say,
it,
what
tried.
They say is.
Because
it's human nature to escape if you're being locked in somewhere.
So
they're trying to take that into consideration. If you get caught, you get put back into prison for the sentence that you were meant to be in there for, but you would not get anything
double
on
punishment.
Top of that. Yeah.
See, that's very
but
interesting.
But that's a good little game, that.
That's so you keep escaping.
Well, keep trying to escape. Well,
you'd try and escape, though, wouldn't you? You might get out. Your
I
sentence doesn't increase.
I think that's quite nice, isn't it? I mean, I'd love to be
so
a
that's giving you almost a decent chance, a fair crack at it.
Yeah.
So if you get out and you get lost, then that's it. You're gone. Like, you can't get any more than...
I do love films, like true stories about people who have escaped from prisons. Because again, it just shows you the mind of these people. It's on another level.
Yeah.
Shawshank.
Well, they should have had that thought before they went inside. But I don't know if I fully agree with it, because I think this is almost this kind of new age, hey, let's try and understand everyone's feelings. Of course, you know...
So what do you want to do? Double their sentence?
No, I'd be
Well, no, but you can understand why... You are being punished for escaping.
Or just give him a forfeit.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I don't think the reason for this is to say that, you know, you're going to kind of, that's it, we're going to come down hard on you.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's more a case of, okay, because it is human nature.
Because
if you're
it's human nature, I understand that. And that's fair. That's fair. Like,
so then all the ones that don't try and escape.
Take your punishment for what you've done wrong for, and that's it, do it, and leave.
But all the ones that don't try and escape then? You're like, what's wrong with you lot, idiots?
No, but then again, I think if you do your sentence and if you're good, you do get let out early.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be written on your record that this guy tried to escape six times.
Exactly. So you ain't going to, you're going to do your 10 years.
Yeah, you're not going to get the early.
You're not
going
to get
release.
A 6 year, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. So if you try and escape from a German prison, you will not be punished for trying to escape.
Mm.
My one is an interesting one. I learned this week about hot water bottles. I was just thinking, people are going to be busting out their hot water bottles.
Oh my God.
Left, right, center. In fact, it's gone really cold, by the way.
Mine's out.
Right? Yeah. Right?
What about your hot water bottle?
Always out.
How long should you keep your hot water bottle for?
What, at night?
Like using it.
Just general music. I don't know about
you lot, but my mum's got one from like 1984.
Oh no, no, I think it's for me. It's I've noticed it's normally about it gets to about a year and it starts thinning out.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You must cane it in those because that's really only using it for 2-3 months then.
Where'd you shove it, Kedge?
Yeah.
At the bottom of the bed.
Well, what are you doing? You're rubbing up against it.
You've got it because the key to sleeping beautifully is that your feet have to be warm.
Yeah.
But not too warm. So you keep it at the bottom so it just heats the bottom of your bed up. It doesn't burn.
Who the hell does that?
Spare time.
Who the hell does
no, no, no. You can put it in before you get in the bed, but it just keeps it through the night. It just keeps it just nice, just ticking over with a nice bit of heat emitting.
And then what happens if you kick it out of bed?
Well, no, you practice that, so you don't kick
it. But then it's in the way, and then you have like lumpy feet.
What do you mean lumpy feet?
Like your feet are a bit on a
lump. No. So that you can tuck them underneath. You can go above it. But also I've got the hot water bottle, which is basically it's about like a 4 meter.
Yeah, yeah.
The long one.
Like a
tube.
It looks like a draft excluder.
That's it. Yeah. That's the game changing one. You don't get the normal short fat one.
Yeah.
Right. You get the draft excluder, which just it's like a pipe running at the bottom of your bed.
And you were telling me you put that down your pajama bottoms.
No,
that was your snake.
Second, man, how much water do you fill that with? Like a
it's one kettle. One kettle.
It is. Four foot thing is only going to take one kettle.
Because you want to fill it full, though. You need the water to, you know, slash, 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 up and down. Like so it's just moving. It's moving.
slash,
it's
slash,
like
slash,
a war
slash,
bed.
Keep. But then there was a little technique. And funny, you know what? Even when I was like six, about 8 or 9 years old, I used to go do the hot water bottle for my mum. So the technique.
I'd do it at a very young age.
I wouldn't trust Milo with the hot water tap.
No chance.
Right. So, but you'd open it, you'd fill it up, then you'd lean the bottle to one side.
Yeah,
you'd
just push, 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 and then the steam comes out.
But my point is this: the thing I learned is, firstly, your hot water bottle should not be used more than 3 years after you bought it.
Oh yeah.
Right. 3 years is the max. It says
why.
Because the rubber gets thin, then it's going to start leaking. There's potential for it to leak a lot.
Yeah, but people are discovering, this is the thing I learned.
I'm the hot water bottle expert, trust me.
If you look at your hot water bottle, Kedge, if you look at it carefully, there's a little flower symbol on there with a number on it.
Oh.
Right? And people are discovering what that little flower symbol on their hot water bottle means. The flower symbol, as it was declared by this woman, Kaylee Walmsley from North Wales.
Go on, Kaylee.
She said, check your old hot water bottles because on that flower symbol, it'll tell you when the hot water bottle was made. What year?
Oh.
Where? Right? It's got the date.
But my one's got like the fluffy covering ones. I've got to try and get out of that first.
Well, take your fluffy covering off and underneath on the rubbery bit.
Right, I'm going to do that tonight.
So basically, you know how long you should own use a hot water bottle for.
And if we probably if got date, old ones before BC on there.
Yeah. Right.
Like before the British, yeah. the British, I remember the safety standard.
Same red rubber,
red one.
Oh
yes,
my mum for 20 years.
And then there'll be the rubbery side, and then there'll be the flat side. The flat side, you put your foot on that, and burns.
Yeah.
It burns, proper.
It's like a ball tire.
Yeah.
One side had tread.
Proper.
So the date on it is the date that it tells you that
it was made. Yeah, it was made. And so look at it; it's on a little flower. It's got the date on there.
Watch out! Check that out.
And there you go. You can be safe with your hot water bottle.
The thing I learned this week was absolutely mind blowing. And it's to do with our mate Elon Musk, right? Now, he's got this thing called Neuralink. Have you heard about it? It's basically brain implant, okay, that he's making, this company is making, right? And they were showing it off. Now, I don't know if you've seen this video.
Brain implants, like to make your brain look bigger? Not those kind of implants?
No,
kind of implants?
It's your brain implant to basically make it work better, slicker, quicker, and like all of that kind of stuff. So this event that they featured, you've got to watch this video because it's mind-blowing. And me telling you about it is probably not going to do it justice. But
no, I don't know, Kedge. I find most of the time when you tell us about TV shows, you do it way more justice than the actual show.
Right.
So well, you probably
well,
save
I'll
us
try and happens. Play it down. But basically, the event featured a range of monkeys, right, with this Neuralink brain implant already in their heads. But they were able to perform a series of tasks with technology. And Sarke, the monkey, right, he was able to type out
Sake.
He was
doing it for a long time.
He was able to type out what he wanted in terms of snacks. So basically, the monkey was using the computer with his mind, and it was thanks to this Neuralink device. He wasn't actually typing out words in English.
Actual monkeys.
Yeah, but like because they can't spell, but he could instead of he was moving the cursor across this virtual keyboard to click and highlight the keys to spell out the phrase, can I please have snacks? I'm sorry, guys. Watch this video. It's nuts.
I don't even understand what he... So, So the thing in the brain,
yeah.
What does that, does that, so help? He's, does yeah, that upgrade so, his brain to make him be a bit more human so he can do that?
Exactly.
Right.
Or so is he, it, or so is it interpreting basically it's his making thoughts? Him type on a keyboard. Right? Wow. It's like telepathic typing, it's what it's known as. So it's basically, he's not actually using the keyboard like that, but he's moving the cursor with his mind to the highlighted keys. He can do that with this implant. So it's basically helping you with your brain. Now, as soon as these implants go into humans, which is obviously what Elon Musk is working towards, it's going to be, I mean, obviously, I think it's going to help with a lot of diseases and stuff, right? But
it can also be like, right, I need to know judo. Eat the pill. Eat the judo pill.
Right. So and then, right, then all of a sudden you're going to get maybe an extra bit of range of movement. Like this, this, I mean, this technology is nuts.
I can't even get my head around where yeah. that yeah. leads.
So and to be fair, I wouldn't want something like that. Nah, would you?
See, nah. Everyone says this, but I'm telling you, listen back to the Brownlow.
So you would want someone to control your mind, Cage?
It's not necessarily that someone would be able to control your mind, but let's just say that
it's upgrading. That
it's an upgrade.
I wouldn't want that.
So because someone still, you're almost like a cyborg.
Someone will still have control over that.
Oh, that's the point. Yeah, is it because the chip eventually, will be linked, so, or the implant will be linked.
Well, no, but it's like your phone, right? You've got control over your phone, and then you can access it with
I
your
I get that,
with
but your phone's not in your brain.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're like,
you can still chuck your phone out the window if you want.
Why am I thinking about eating meat all of a sudden? Oh, I don't want to be vegetarian. I want to be a meat eater.
Oh, Tommy's messing around with my implant again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, but you won't have access to it.
I haven't messed around with your implants for a while because you told me you didn't like it.
Yeah, so I leave you alone. Don't touch my implants. But there you go. And I just thought it's fascinating. If you get a chance, watch this footage. It's nuts.
That's a good one, man. I think we've got a lot from today, man. It was a good podcast.
It was a bumper one, yeah.
So go now, share this link on WhatsApp with your friends and celebrate 4 years of the Brownlow. Boys, give yourselves a round of applause. Hey. And we'll catch you next week.
Woo!
Laters.
Laters.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.